Scott Hokanson is one of four Democrats running for the 1st Plymouth District, and he joins us this morning to discuss his campaign. Mr. Hokanson, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Dan.
So the first question I have to ask is, why do you want to be a state representative?
Well, the first answer is I was asked. I've been involved in Plymouth for over 30 years. I have done a number of things local with the local charities, including right now I'm the chair of the Chamber of Commerce Board. I spent a lot of time with the small businesses. I'm also on the Pilgrim Hall. I'm a trustee at Pilgrim Hall, work with the Boys and Girls Club. So when Matt decided to move on, it was kind of big news around town. And a number of people involved with the town reached out to me to see if I would run. And I came home, asked my wife and kids, and we got excited, and we put our hat in the ring.
All right. Now, one thing you advocate for is diverse educational opportunities. What exactly does that mean?
I'm raising five kids, and they range from age 25, 22, 21, down to 15 and 14. And when we were raising our first three children, we kind of thought a four-year college degree was what was necessary, you know, to succeed on the South Shore and stay on the South Shore. And I'm not convinced that that's the case anymore. And I think our school system kind of prepares people to take tests and do well in SATs and go off to college. I think we need a lot more diverse opportunities. I own a small business. I work with over 1,100 small businesses as well. And many of those are not the result of somebody having a college degree. We have a lot of successful people that are doing other things other than their start in life was through a college degree. Things like our tech programs in Plymouth and the trades and the unions. I think we should encourage that more. And I have a freshman at Plymouth North who is an amazing young man who's going to really struggle to pass the MCAS. But I don't think that should be a reason why he shouldn't get a high school diploma and have success later on in life. Now, we worked hard during middle school, and he had a great vice president of Ranger, Andrew Sorensen. We worked with him. We didn't have parent-teacher conferences. We had summits. You know, we had a team in there helping get him through school. And he got into the Plymouth North Tech program, and we're really excited about that. But it was a lottery, you know, and it was a real struggle on the capacity of those programs, and it was a stressor for us. Now, Jacoby had Scott and Ann Hokanson fighting for him, and a lot of kids don't. And a lot of kids are missing out on those opportunities because we don't have enough capacity right now.
Now, you also said you wanted to be a bridge builder. How do you intend to go about that?
I just put a post on Facebook last night about the number of voters that have voted in the last two Democratic primaries. I think it was about 7,100 in 2020, and less than 5,000, 4,000 something, voted in the 2022 primary. What's happening is we are all getting candidates that are winning primaries, and not enough people vote in primaries. 68% of Plymouth is independent. We need more of them to show up and vote in primaries so we get candidates that are more well-rounded. You know, I am a Democrat, proud to be a Democrat, but I would say I'm a moderate Democrat. And being a moderate Democrat, sometimes it's tough to get through those primaries. And I think that's what I hope to do. If I get to Beacon Hill as a business owner, and as a parent, and as a person committed to the charities here in town, I've seen both right and left-wing things help me succeed. What a lot of people don't know about me is you never know when somebody needs help. And if you had met me at age 41, you wouldn't have known how much help I needed at that time. I lost my job at 41 and decided to start a new company. In order to make that happen, I had to work hard. I had to be good at my job. But I also went on MassHealth, was on unemployment, I had food stamps, and my kids got made fun of on Fridays when they got bags of groceries that they took home on the bus with them. I know what it's like for my wife in front of her friends to show a MassHealth card at the pediatrician at Dr. Gaynor's office in Plymouth. Those Democratic progressive policies helped build Rainbow Benefits. Now, I worked hard, but that foundation was really supported by the Democratic policies that I support today. I don't believe these things are handouts. I believe they're help and a leg up. And I think too often our bipartisan system puts people against each other. And I am a product of both hard work and business, but also those systems that helped me get to where we are today. And I'm proud of that. And I think if I get to Beacon Hill, I can advocate for Plymouth better than anybody. And sadly, I think, you know, a big part of that job is going to be fighting for resources. And I've spent my career in sales. I know how to bring people together. My expertise is in health insurance. I have to bridge the gap between employers, employees, pediatricians, OBGYNs, Beth Israel Hospital, but also insurance companies. And everybody has differing opinions on what makes that happen. I have made that happen for 1,100 companies in Massachusetts, and I'm proud of that.
Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it right there. But where can people quickly go to learn more about your campaign?
ScottHokanson.com. You can follow me on Facebook and call me directly, 617-733-6471.
All right, great. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Appreciate your time.